cheaper.
Or not at a profit.
At a loss. At a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, I like it, but it... What can...
Cost too much. Mm-hmm. It costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
Due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to...
Borrow some.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was...
Tight. Hard to get.
There wasn't much of it. You say it was...
Scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, the store people will give you a little present and call that... Maybe a little piece of candy, a little extra, they call it.
You know how all we call it is a treat or a prize.
Do you ever get a land yet?
No.
What about Paylon?
No.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
Stomped.
Okay. And if you want to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and...
And pick some flowers.
And something that a child plays with.
Toy?
Would you still call it a toy if it's something that a very small child has?
Would it be a rattler.
What about a play pretty?
No, I've heard people say it, but I wouldn't say it.
Have you heard them say it?
It's usually referring to a little bitty baby holding a rattler or something. That's his play pretty.
And a child is always running and telling on other children.
It's a tattletale.
Would you ever use the word tattletale about a grown person?
A grown person? No. No, then there would be a gossip.
And you'd say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
She knelt down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
And lay down.
You say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
He just laid there.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
You pull it.
Or the other way.
You push it.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will...
Get rid of them. Are they too loud? You want me to get out?
If, you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
And if you needed to go to the doctor and you didn't have a car, a friend of yours might say, I'll be glad to...
Take you.
Did you ever say carry you?
Haul you. I'll haul you in there.
How does that sound?
I'll let you... It's fine. It's just very slang, you know. I hope you can't... You can't drive your car. It's not like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll haul you in there.
Sounds like cattle.
Cattle. You know, that's just something we use a lot. I don't know. I don't think twice about it.
If I ask you, when were y'all going to San Antonio, you might say, well, right now, we're what to go next week.
Right now. Now, wait a minute. Go again.
You say, well, we're what to go next week.
We're supposed to go next week.
Did you ever say we're aiming to go?
Yeah. But I probably use suppose more. Oh, yeah, the house, the roof fell in the other day. We were aiming to fix that last week, but we didn't get around to it.
What about fixing to do something?
Yeah, oh, that's a whole lot. I'm fixing to go to 10 now.
Does that mean immediately? Or could it be something 2 or 3 weeks off?
No, it's immediately.
And he said he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
Socked him.
Or he what he was going to hit him. If he pretended, he'd say he...
He acted like.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go.
Go get me a hammer.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch it. Stay away.
And someone's always smiling, always sees the funny side in things. You say he... Got a good sense of
humor.